Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 17, 2021. A bridge to the spiritual world. Why, when you want to cling to the ten and become a guarantor for your friends, does an abyss of problems and such strong rejections suddenly appear as if the Creator is not allowing you to do this and is pushing you off this path? All this is so that you understand how much you still lack the strength for correction with which these obstacles will become indiscernible. You can jump over this wall, rise above all obstacles, and achieve correction. We are going into a battle called the war with the Creator. We are at war with the Creator himself directly against him, because it was he who created all these obstacles in our way so that we would want to turn to him and persuade him to help us. We need to pray to him to do this work, constantly demand like a nagging child who bothers his father, repeating, "Do it for me, do it," and does not leave him alone. This is what the Creator expects from us. We are right in front of the entrance to the spiritual world and we do not want to grasp how to cry out so that the Creator will open the gate for us. There are two conditions here. It is necessary to demand and to demand together. Nothing more is needed. Spirituality is when we are together, and the Creator reveals himself to the extent of our unity. Before us is an iron wall that is impossible to climb if we do not help each other. None of us can jump over the fence that separates us from the spiritual world. It can only be surmounted through our connection. Only in this form is it possible to overcome this barrier. We live in the era of the Messiah, in the last generation, when the most important thing is our connection. The task is not to break through to the spiritual world by ourselves, but to achieve such a connection that others can also go there. Just like ants, when they need to overcome some obstacle, they first make a living bridge out of themselves, interlock with each other so that other ants following behind them can climb upon their bodies. That is what we need to do. We are pioneers, and we must make such a bridge from ourselves so that others will walk upon us, into the upper world. This is our work, the holy work. From the World Kabbalah Convention from 10 to 1 June 6, 2021. Devotion, Lesson 5. Renewal in the work. We should be wary of developing habits in our work because we already get used to a certain viewpoint and fail to see any renewal in the work. But, in fact, every day we go through new states, new desires. Therefore we must fight against routine, getting used to something, and in no way allow ourselves to act automatically, out of habit. It is very important to recognize new reshimot, new desires, new relations, and new things being asked of us, at each moment. This is how we will advance. And if we do not notice anything new, then we are stuck in a dead state. Living in spirituality means constant revelation of new reshimot. And if I do not see the new states being revealed, then I do not live. Habit is good only in mechanical actions in this world, as it is said, the world turns as usual. Thus, we should stick to the same routine day after day and think very carefully before changing anything. Whereas in spirituality, every day should be like new. That is, we must constantly recognize new states, new desires, new conditions, and advance from them. It seems that not much newness can come from running in the same routine, but my attitude can be new. If I tried to find any renewal in my personal, inner attitude, then I am advancing. You need to be ready to accept a new revelation, a new attitude, and hold on to the two poles, ascents and descents, so that the light is revealed out of darkness. It is not good if a person is inclined to one extreme. Only small children live in polar states, either having uncontrollable fun or bitterly crying. A person correctly moving along the spiritual path remains in three lines, right, left, and middle. On one hand, he tries to stay as close to the Creator as possible, and at the same time, He scrutinizes the desires that separate him from the Creator. And from these two states, he tries to build a middle line, each time connecting all of his states, negative and positive, and directing them to the Creator as coming from the same source. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, June 11, 2021. Each day they will be as new in your eyes. Reconnect every day. It is said, each day they will be as new in your eyes. After all, not even every day, but every moment, we get an awakening, a new opportunity to reveal new broken desires, sparks, and raise them from a broken, egoistic state to bestowal. Broken Reshimot are revealed, and therefore it is impossible for me to strive for the truth. Everything will always turn in the direction of my egoism. Therefore, we need to awaken each other, guide each other, set an example to each other, and support each other internally with our thoughts and prayers. Otherwise, the time of preparation for spiritual work will stretch for us, for many years. After all, everyone must discover all the desires related to the root of his soul. But through our desire to connect with each other, we find out all the desires that exist in the world, in humanity. It is not just a friend standing in front of me. This friend brings to me a billion more people standing behind him and a much larger number of souls. Therefore, when I connect with my 10, I connect with all the souls in the world, with all the creatures, and through them with the Creator. If I achieve full integration with my 10, then I will not need to do the same work with other people because they will all already be included in my friends. So, let us try to unite as much as possible and understand that every day is like a new. This means to reveal a new work on our connection every day, a new separation that did not exist before, and so continue in all possible ways. Egoism will always pull us aside, distract us, with foreign thoughts and present to us, spirituality not in its true kli, that is, not in connection. The most important things that are required for spirituality, connection and love, are the opposite to our egoism and are farthest from us, and therefore we forget about them all the time. Every day is like a new because each time we understand more and more that a new distance from the 10 is revealed, an unwillingness to think about it. Egoism grows and increases the distance between us. Therefore, we need to help each other get closer because all our success depends on it. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, June 11, 2021, each day they will be as new in your eyes. We demand non-stop. We do not know how our spiritual progress is happening because the Creator controls this process. We just need to try to participate in it with all our might and ask to be properly advanced, to be brought closer together and closer to the Creator, to build our spiritual kli, to connect more and more closely in one network in order to be presented to the Creator as one soul. About this work it is said, they helped everyone his friend in order to bring us back to the connection that existed in the system of Adam HaRishon. But we return to this connection with added egoism instilled in everyone, and therefore, it requires more difficult work to overcome the enormous resistance, heaviness, mutual rejection, and hatred. However, all this is given to us from above in order to include this mutual rejection within our connection and to build our ties on top of all the resistance. This is how we increasingly understand the system of Adam HaRishon we're in. The system begins to open up to us, 620 times more than at the very beginning. 620 is a symbolic number, not an exact one, because it is actually a revelation billions of times greater than what was felt in the system of Adam HaRishon before the shattering. This is how we build ourselves. But all this is due to the fact that we constantly demand to be returned to the same system, to the same connection, along with all the obstacles that we now have. We do not ask these obstacles to be removed, but we want to be connected together with all the obstacles that have been revealed. This is why it is called love will cover all crimes. Sins are necessary or there will be no true connection, in the right form, between us, for which mutual help and such a power of connection that only the Creator can provide is needed. Otherwise, we don't need connection. The main thing is to always look forward and strive for unity so that there is connection between us, above all crimes and problems. And it is possible only if we unite among ourselves because the Creator is between us, and fills all the gaps. The contradictions between us grow more and more, become stronger and more insurmountable, and lead us to hatred, neglect, or at least indifference to each other. But this is exactly how it should be as the power of connection, the Creator, is revealed over such overcoming. Therefore, there must be a continuous request to the Creator to connect us, like a whining child pestering his parents with requests without stopping until he gets what he wants. We should do the same in relation to the Creator. The true desire that we present to the Creator must work constantly, without interruption, and then the Creator will help us, and respond. And so it is at every stage, in every state. Of course, the Creator does not need our prayers, we need them in order to grow a large, strong, constant, increasingly substantial desire that grows in both quantity and quality. And when the given measure overflows at this stage, we will be rewarded with moving to the next, more advanced state. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson June 11, 2021. Each day they will be as new in your eyes. How not to remain Van Gogh? Comment. Pablo Picasso said, "Every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain an artist once he grows up." This is very much in tune with what you said about questions about existence, questions about life, why was I born, are already inherent in the little person and then we somehow lose it. My response, I totally agree. We do not lose it, it rather disappears from us. We do not want to focus on the question of the meaning of life. What do I need life for? What do I exist for? What was I born for? For a small child, by the way, this is a very urgent inner question. He cannot ask it, he may not be able to answer it, but he lives with it. He has a very serious demand from both his parents and people around him. If you pay attention, there is an urgent demand in his every action. The small child sitting in your arms demands to reveal the question of the meaning of life. Question: why does it all disappear all of a sudden? After all, he demands it. Answer: the force called the evil inclination appears. And it starts to confuse him. Question: do you mean that it is impossible to walk this path smoothly? Answer: he must contain this evil force in himself. He must fight it. He must find himself at war against it, and only from this fight can he come out as an adult. Otherwise, he will remain Van Gogh. He will be painting for the rest of his life and nothing more. Question: will he no longer ask the question, what do I live for? Getting a lot of money. Answer: this is not the meaning of life. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, April 22, 2021. The salvation of the world is in monarchy. Comment. Scandal continues in France. 20 generals have written a letter to Macron saying that France is nearing civil war, that there are enclaves in the country that cannot be entered, that they have laws of their own, that extreme Islam is appearing more and more, and in principle, two states exist in France. The feeling is that a civil war approaching. My response, the approach of civil war is felt all over the world, in all countries. There are huge oppositions, and all countries are split in two or three fractions. Question: can governments impose drastic measures today? For example, there are indeed enclaves in France that cannot be entered and have their own law. The same situation exists in Belgium and Denmark. Answer: no, they cannot. Because there is no king, there is no single authority. There is no person who would say, "The state is me." Now you can see how necessary this is. And no one can say anything against it. Question: so you think there should be such a monarch, with such upbringing? Answer: yes, with such upbringing, but they have all disappeared. Question: so we need such a monarch who would say, "This is mine, this is my house, these are my people, my citizens?" Answer: yes. That is, this is me. This is a marvelous effect of the single upper force in our world. But such a person cannot appear. He must be accepted by everyone unconditionally. He must have less pass AA certification that he is God's viceroy. This is how it used to be. Comment: that is wonderful. I feel that then everything would be settled. But that was before, and today it is unrealistic. My response: it is all about the world coming to this state on its own. Not from above, but on its own. Comment: I feel that this word democracy has destroyed some cornerstones and foundations. My response: democracy cannot exist by nature because people are all different, different from each other. Therefore, there can be no equality. It has to grow precisely from inequality when people understand that they are not equal and compensate for this inequality together. And in this way, democracy will grow. This is the democratic future. A real one, not the one we have today. No person is equal to another one, everyone is different in some way. This is the first thing. Second, no man feels that he should be equal to anyone. Everyone feels greater, higher, more valuable than others. Therefore, here we need a special methodology by which we consciously identify ourselves with each other. I do not want to be higher than others, and I do not want to be lower than others. We have to bring ourselves to equality. But this must be done consciously, so much so that this is exactly what I want. Nothing else. Only then can there be peace and happiness on earth. Question: when will I reach such consciousness? It is a very high insight. Answer: yes, but nobody cultivates it, nobody disseminates it, nobody teaches it. Huge educational work is needed here. Comment: that is, we raise children, be stronger. Be higher, be better than others. My response: what for? To be stronger, higher, and better. Why? So that you can show everyone how to be equal. Because it does not destroy your individuality. Question: what does it mean to show others how to be equal? What do I have to say, to show? Answer: that you really want to see everyone as equal. In everything. Question: and this is what I am given talents for? Answer: everything you do is just to create equality among all. Of course, this is all beautiful, and communists and socialists have already tried it. Question: was the foundation wrong? Answer: of course. You cannot do that without correcting your egoism. You need to raise a person who would understand: do not beat others, but educate yourself and others. It is not easy at all. Question: it is not easy. That is, a person, one way or another, has to realize that he is an egoist. Answer: through the realization of evil. But there is hope, because the world is moving toward the realization of evil. Will it not come after a serious world war, a catastrophe? Let us wait and see. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, May 10, 2021. Feel your book. Question: how would you advise the readers of Kabbalistic books, since among them, as you said, there are lyricists and physicists? It is hard to navigate the wide variety of books. How can one feel his book? Answer: a person should understand what he is drawn to, poems or physics. This is a serious matter because Kabbalah reveals a scientific sensory approach to the world, that which we are made of. In general, first, we feel the world, and then we try to fit it into some format, explain it, write formulas, etc. We have to take it all into account. First of all, I would advise you to study my first book, Attaining the Worlds Beyond. It is more feeling based. It reveals to a person what he is about to get into so that he does not have any illusions. Then I would move from a feelings-based book to a more reality-based one, Introduction to the Science of Kabbalah with Schematics and Drawings. But the main thing you need is desire. Question: where can I get it? Answer: you cannot get it anywhere. You must become a part of the society of people who are interested in this and be among them. From them you will get the desire. We are waiting for you. From CabTV's Questions About Kabbalistic Books, October 22, 2019.